From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. U.S. intelligence officials say they now believe that pro-Russian separatists shot down the Malaysian Airlines jet last week by mistake. They say they found no evidence yet to support a direct link between the shooting down of the plane and the Russian government. From FSN's Washington Bureau, Rebecca Foster reports.
Senior intelligence officials say they don't know who actually fired the missile and said they're not ready to absolve Russia of responsibility for the incident. The officials said the flight was most likely targeted by mistake by pro-Moscow militants in the east of Ukraine. The July 17th catastrophe left 298 people dead, who are en route from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur on the Malaysia Airlines flight.
Forensic experts have begun the task of identifying the bodies of some of the passengers aboard the Malaysian Airlines plane. The remains are now in the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, but they're expected to be flown to the Netherlands on Wednesday. There, they will be transported to specialist facilities at a military barracks in the town of Hilversum. And FSN's Dan Whitehead is already there.
They will be taken through the gates in front of me here, being guarded by soldiers in uniform, and taken to the medical facilities at the rear of this facility. And they will be taking part in what is arguably the most important and first step in this major international investigation. And that, of course, is the formal identification process.
EU foreign ministers say they will widen sanctions against Russia and move forward with measures to target the country's defence sector. The Dutch foreign minister says unanimous and forceful decisions were taken at a summit meeting in Brussels. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond.
We have to go further, and we've agreed concrete proposals to draw up lists of additional people subject to sanctions, for example, and to do so within the next couple of days, as well as looking at broader ranging sanctions, including arms embargoes, access to capital markets, financial services, and high-tech goods.
The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is urging Israel and Hamas to stop fighting and start talking in a bid to end the conflict in Gaza. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has asked US Secretary of State John Kerry to lift a US ban on flights heading to Tel Aviv. It was implemented after a rocket was fired from Gaza and landed not far from Ben Gurion Airport. FSN's Daniel Wrenches reports.
The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration has prohibited any U.S. airline from flying into Tel Aviv for a 24-hour period. The European Aviation Safety Agency also strongly recommends that European airlines do the same. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry to try to get him to convince the FAA to reverse its decision and immediately resume flights.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Two more suspects have been arrested in connection with last week's underground train crash in Moscow, in which 22 people died and more than 150 were injured. And the head of Moscow's metro, Ivan Besedin, has been dismissed because of the crash and replaced by another Russian railway executive. From FSN's Moscow bureau, Jake Rashbass reports.
31-year-old Alexei Trofimov and 55-year-old Anatoly Kruglov have both been charged with negligently carrying out repair works on Moscow's dark blue line the day before the fatal crash occurred. Moscow Mayor Sergei Sobyanin has said that the enormous works carried out in recent years on the metro have been undone by the tragedy. Meanwhile, the Moscow Metro has announced it is about to finish making payments of up to $60,000 to each of the families of those who died or were injured in the accident. More than 100 of those injured remain in hospital more than a week after the accident occurred. Jake Rashbass, Moscow.
The British government is launching a public inquiry to see whether Russia bears responsibility for the radioactive poisoning of a former KGB agent. Alexander Litvinenko died in a London hospital in 2006. His family believes that his death was the result of a KGB operation in the British capital, and his widow Marina Litvinenko says she believes the Russian government will try to undermine the inquiry.
For me, of course, it was a very important decision. They will try to prevent any truth about this case because I already heard some comments on British channels from some people who tried to say Sasha did kill himself, he smuggled radioactive material. They even tried to provide this untruth here. Can you imagine what they will try to do in Russia?
There's more from us on Twitter. You can interact with us there at Feature Story. And that is the latest Feature Story news. Simon Marks reporting.